Welcome back, everyone, to the CTO Studio. I am your host, Nikolai Walker. I am joined today in studio with Casey Klein-Dainst, who's the Director of Supply Chain Management. So, Casey, I want to fire off the first question for you today. Would you agree that a CTO is merely or really just an entrepreneur who loves technology? I mean, CTOs have to be able to show the vision, show the sacrifices that will be made to get to that vision, and then translate that to actual activities. Would you agree?
Well, that's a tall order. Yeah, that requires a lot of skill. That's not that would satisfy me. That would, if I was the CEO, and that's the you know, that was the person you're describing as the CTO that had that vision. That's who I want. I want someone that can make my business better. That means they understand the business and they are speaking, you know, bringing that software and that business requirement together. I go, that's the package. It's just, I suppose it's, you know, growing developing a little thicker skin and realizing ultimately that if you deliver the truth, then it's the best that the stakeholder can expect.
What a brilliant tie back to the truth. It's the truth. A friend of mine once said it's the transferring of enthusiasm.
Yeah, I mean that's you know, and what causes agreement is conviction. You know, sales, the reason salesmen are successful is because they have the conviction of what they're selling, the conviction, because that's what translates, and the price disappears, the cost disappears.
The way you're characterizing it right now is part of the problem, because that's where you go to in your head, is you as the founder will think, well, what am I paying these guys to do?
Yes. And so in telling the story of the value to the business is the conviction that this is really good for our business. And you want this, regardless of how long it takes. But you can't have an attitude where your shop, you know, is just one big rubber room, and you guys just, you know, kick back and, you know, you go play ping pong when you want to.
But I think, just as I'm riffing with you on this, I think the root of the evil in what we're trying to uncover here is the fear of saying I don't know. The truth is, hey CEO, I don't know what it's going to take.
So any length of time is okay?
No, any length of time is not okay, but I just think that how comfortable are C-suite executives with saying I don't know? I feel like that is the forbidden answer.
Nobody's comfortable with I don't know. As soon as you get into any kind of leadership decision-making role, people come to you and they want to ask questions because you're decision maker. And so
if the CEO says to you, how long is this going to take? Is I don't know an acceptable answer?
No, hell no.
But it's the truth.
Well, no, it's not the truth. It's a starting point, but you do actually have some estimate of how long it's going to take. Otherwise, I'm saying an estimate is the truth. It's what you estimate it to be. You can't be a blank slate. That you don't get off on that. I mean,
this is where the CTO could be perceived as a.
Is the word you're looking for jackass?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And meanwhile, so at that point, you're saying it's under the auspices of hard truth because we don't know anything. But you're saying at that point, being a C-suite leader, leadership asks you then to still, you have to put your neck out on something.
Well, that's, listen, think of the difficulty in strategic planning. And this is what the CEO has to do. CEO's got to look 5 years out and see something that doesn't exist, convince an organization of what it's going to be, and then move them in that direction and hit that mark 5 years later. So that's his role. So how can he look at a CTO and say that, you know, that the CTO can't forecast, the CTO can't see out there? He has to. You've got to be able to vision the planning horizon that covers anything you want to do. You've got to be able to see that far, otherwise you don't hold the job, because that's a requirement.
So if I understand you correctly, Casey, the I don't know is not truthful. So does it move then to fear of commitment and risk aversion?
No, it's just saying this is the estimate, this is the forecast. Everybody operates that way. And then when they find out that they're wrong or they navigate incorrectly, then they take corrective action. I mean, they monitor, you know, CEO's looking 5 years out. He says, I'm going to take the organization in these markets with these products, none of it exists, right? But he sees it. And then moving forward, he doesn't wait 5 years to see if he hit the target or not. He sets up milestones along the way and he goes, where are we? You know, the target's fixed, but he's going off a different direction, but he catches it in Q2 of the first year. 6 months goes by, and they see where they are and they're starting to drift away from, you know, B. He needs to go A to B. And so they make a correction. This is basic management responsibility. So you have to know.
I have an intrinsic fear that people listening to this podcast are going to be like, Etienne, why? These are things you should know. What is your problem?
No, who knows this stuff? you gotta be in it to know it. If you've never done it, if you've never, you know, jumped off the cliff, then you got to jump off the cliff at least once, and then you'll know what it's like to land. But you've been around the block a few times. This is what you're made for. You've got the vision, and you have a obligation to tell your programmers how much time you're going to give them to get the job done. Because you know, I don't want this taking 18 months. You understand? Tell me now. Because I'm going to get someone else. I'm going to get 18 people.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's interesting, Casey. I'm just sort of aware of the challenge in communicating and meeting business goals through implementing technology and corralling the people that do that, and then facing unknown obstacles or surprise obstacles along the way, and then communicating that, and then mitigating for that delay, and then having that be a daily conversation. That sounds like a broken record and demoralizes everybody.
Well, as long as you don't lose the control of the helm, it's okay. I don't know that daily conversations are healthy. You know, I think periodic conversations are okay, but keep something on a 3x5 card someplace, right? Manage expectations. That's imperative. It's a command. Manage everyone's expectations. So if you know that you know, this is farther than they want, then you gotta manage their expectation and make sure that you never part with somebody and then you guys aren't aligned on what's going on. Because like I said, I can always take bad news if I'm told what's going on. Then I can deal with that. It's when I don't know and someone else does and they didn't bother letting me know and they went off and they didn't achieve the goal. I go, well, that's not how I want to work.
So on the 3x5 card, is that an app or is that a literal piece of paper?
Yeah, I shifted away from the 3x5 post-its, and I have a little app on my window.
Okay, but hang on. So you said write on there, manage expectations, and then what do I write? Is that just all I write? Can you help me just so that I can make sure we aren't making the wrong assumptions? What is the act of managing expectations? Literally, what am I doing?
That means that you're going to communicate in such a way to the other party on what's going to happen to the best of your knowledge. So you're not, again, it's this alignment between what you know, because you're closer to it, and what the other person doesn't know. And if you leave that other person with some expectation of what's going to happen, and it ain't going to happen, he doesn't want to find out later on down the road.
Thanks again, everybody, for joining us here in the CTO studio. And thank you to our guest, Casey Klein-Dainst, who's the Director of Supply Chain Management. He also is currently a professor at Cal State Fullerton. And a little bit of fun facts for you, he was also Etienne's boss. You can go check out his LinkedIn to get more information about him. As always, we do ask that if you're enjoying what you're listening to please subscribe to the podcast here in iTunes. Also, go check out 7ctos.com. And we will be back next week with another interview with Casey.